the little changes in position
certainly make a big difference with these. And Joe Jones would always come and set them up and be certain that they were playing in ways that were of interest. But again, he was the artist who had a public project in the form of, he called it Tone Deaf Company, but he also had the music store in Manhattan where he had a storefront, and there were instruments hanging in the storefront window, and there were bells to sort of ring, or buzzers to sort of ring the, what normally would be about ringing the floors above. And when you would push those buzzers, you could manipulate and play the instruments that were hanging from the window. So what you're listening to here, these sounds that we've been making, have been with some of Joe Jones' self-playing instruments. So they have small motors that hang small rubber band beaters above the strings of various instruments, and connected with bells and connected with tambourines, and those objects get played by the little motorized players. They were also commissioned instruments, or there were also commissioned instruments that he made for John Lennon and Yoko Ono that were actually played on Yoko's Fly album. So we have a copy of the Fly album here, and if you open the gatefold and you look at the interior, you see the orchestra, which consists of all the former Beatles, and you see a sort of floating head of George Matunas, who was the founder of Fluxus, in the background, who had already passed by then. But conducting the orchestra was Joe Jones, who was this instrument builder, this Fluxus artist, who made these instruments that you're hearing in the background.